welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out once again. There be trolls on the horizon, or troll on the horizon.
We got a troll friend.
A troll friend. Does his hair stand up in the air, and is he naked? By the way, the thing that reminded when at the end of last episode, I don't know if you guys have watched this. I think the movie's called Trolls, and it's a found footage thing out of Scandinavia.
Troll Hunter.
Troll Hunter, that's troll what Hunter, it is. Yeah. Oh my gosh, if you guys haven't
Brian
seen that.
Brian has forced me to watch this about a dozen times.
I have seen this a couple of times, and I find it fascinating from the found footage perspective, but also in how they bring in the various kind of trolls into the mythology of that. So when Rodrigo is talking about, we see a troll lumbering towards us, that's the first thing I thought about. So, Rodrigo, let's see what happens next.
Right. So last time
on Critical Hit,
troll.
Randus was helping out Olridan. So when he, when Olridan goes to like pour divine essence into random materials, what does Randus do with his time?
It's a good question. His workspace here is fairly sparse, right? Like utilitarian.
It is, but it's also huge because he's huge.
There's probably not a lot of interesting things to really poke around in.
I mean, there are.
Are there?
You know, because he has at the very least anything that a blacksmith would have, which is actually lots of stuff. You know, lots of tools. There's obviously the smelter. There's a kiln. There's a big old anvil. You know, workbenches, things like that.
Big old bucket of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might look around his workbenches, acquaint myself with whatever tools he got that I may not already be familiar with, and just kind of get a feel for the place.
Yeah. There's also, you know, there's also other rooms around here that you haven't been in. But yeah, you can spend some time familiarizing yourself with his tools and blacksmithing accoutrements.
Yeah.
You can also spend some time analyzing some of the materials that he has kind of infused with divine essence.
Yeah, especially if like any of these weaves, if those have been infused, I'll try to see if I can maybe make an educated guess as to what that's going to be for. Just kind of check it out and see what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a few uses for them, but mostly they kind of provide a way to kind of set something down that's really hot without it like melting through things. It really doesn't look like it, but once the metal is cool enough that it keeps its shape but still hot enough that it might actually like damage something, those weaves are actually really good for keeping it. Like, it would seem like they would be really flammable, but they're not.
Interesting.
And that's just actually more because of the way that they're woven together and kind of the state that they're in and the way they've been treated, rather than because of any sort of magical reason.
I see. That's neat. I don't know, I just kind of look around a bit, but I might think of some things I might put together while I'm here if, you know, there's going to be some regular downtime. I might, you know, talk with the crew later on and see if there's anything that they specifically want put together, but just kind of see what I might be able to make do with here.
Okay. All right, so we'll leave Randa's there for a bit. What else? Oh, yeah. Little Sparkle runs into a troll.
Ah!
So, yeah, as you're kind of going around investigating. You spot it. It is a good, I don't know, 15 feet tall. At the shoulder, because it kind of slumps a little bit. It is dark out, although there's lots of starlight, so you can still see okay. You know, it's very tall, has big, huge feet, really long, thin arms. Basically, it's like its hands hang all the way down almost to its ankles. It's got long fingers with claws at the end. It's got, you know, a big head with coarse, kind of matted hair that goes all the way from its head down its neck and over its shoulder. So it kind of has a bit of a mane thing going. Not really in a majestic way so much as a kind of grody way. It has two enormous eyes that reflect a lot of light. So whenever it looks more or less in your direction, it looks like you're just looking at two like reflectors. It also has a long nose that kind of hangs limply from its face, kind of like if somebody poured like a kale smoothie inside a sausage casing. It's kind of what its nose looks like.
That is such a gross image.
Yeah, that's kind of a gross guy. And it also has like the biggest, sharpest, fangliest, stupidest looking overbite. Like just its front, like all like the its jaw is like completely receded, and there's just like a shelf full of teeth hanging down. You know, again, it's kind of dark. You'd imagine that it's probably green, although it mostly looks gray in this light. And it just seems to be kind of rooting around looking for something. It's not directly in your path. You actually spotted it as it like stood up to move around. There's actually like a building between you and it. It's just like a one-story house, so you can still kind of see it as it moves around behind it, and you can see it through like windows and stuff.
How far am I from our HQ at this point?
You're a good solid jog away.
Is it near any of the traps that I've identified as functioning?
No. It is near some traps, but you're pretty sure it's near some dead traps.
All right. Well, I am going to take note of this location and try to hide.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Yep. I've got a 40.
Okay. Yep. It didn't even see you to begin with, but as you are sneaking away from it, you think to yourself, which way is upwind? and manage to navigate that, because that might actually be a consideration.
Yeah, considering its giant nose.
Yep. So you are hidden from it.
Yeah, I will try to, I'll just wait for a little bit, and if it starts, hopefully it will go in a direction away from me, and then I'll start backing away towards the base.
You can definitely move away from it without having to wait. Or are you like specifically trying to do something with its movement? Are you just trying to get away from it?
Yeah, I kind of want to observe it for a little bit and then eventually get away from it.
Yeah, it really just seems to be rooting around and not finding what it's looking for.
Okay. Then yeah, I will make a tactical stealthy retreat.
Okay. After a couple blocks, you feel pretty confident that you are both upwind from it and far away enough that it won't hear you or see you. And then you can just like, you know, rush back to the base.
I will do that.
Okay. Meanwhile, back at the base, Orym will complete his ritual on Otto.
Otto. Wake up. Wake up, Otto.
Otto's eyes will open.
Welcome back.
He'll sit up.
Help him sit up. I signal to Ket to bring me some water.
Oh, grab some. Not taking my eyes off the situation.
And I'll give him some water. Drink.
He'll drink it.
How are you feeling?
Pretty bad.
I can imagine. You probably have some kind of a... You're going to be weak. You are dead.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. Do you remember anything?
I remember the ship falling.
Yes.
And then after that, I remember maybe being in some sort of container.
Huh. Okay.
Not really being able to move.
Did you hear anything?
Yeah, I could hear someone talking, but I don't know what they were saying.
Oh, you don't remember what they said. Hmm. Okay. Well, some good news, bad news. Bad news, you were dead. Good news, you're alive now. Bad news, the rest of the crew is dead. Good news, we can bring them back. Bad news is the ship is destroyed.
Hmm. Well, it's a lot to take in.
Yes, I'm sure it is. And we're on the island. We've met with Ulridan. We are staying here until Randus is done helping him. And so there's time for you to rest.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think I'll do that.
Oh, okay. I just want to do one final check of you.
Okay.
And I do see if there's any changes to his eyes, if I notice any changes on his eyes.
Okay. No immediate changes. You want to give me a medicine check?
Yes, I will give you a medicine check. I will roll a 1d20 plus 1 for medicine. Oh. And then 12 for healing.
Oh, healing check, yeah. That's what I meant.
And I get a 15.
Okay.
Yeah. I
mean, he seems like he's exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, nothing obvious.
Okay. Well, you rest and relax. If you need anything, we're here to help you. I look over to Ket and to Sakaar. Should I start resurrecting someone else now?
Little Sparkle runs in.
Oh, hey, Little Sparkle.
I found a troll.
You found a what?
What? A troll?
No, you should not start rest.
A troll.
Where?
You know, not too far from here. It didn't see me.
That's good, at least. Did it seem to be heading in any direction?
No, it just seemed to be digging around. Like I was looking for something, but I don't know what. I didn't really stick around to find out.
Where is Barrett at?
She's here.
Barrett, Otto, do you know anything about trolls?
No, not other than they're big and dangerous, and I suppose they're a type of giant, if that helps.
Okay. So is this a big troll?
Oh yeah, about 15 feet tall.
Oh boy.
Ugh.
Okay. And it's digging around for something?
Yeah.
Hmm. What kind of, how fortified is this shelter, do you think? Do you think it could stand a troll bashing?
I would doubt it.
Do we need to flee to the underground and...
I mean, if we found Randus, we could probably take it. I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
Had Sparkle informed us that there were some active and some non-active traps yet?
Yep, no. I was about to ask the same thing.
Oh, yeah. It's not near any of the working traps. Otherwise, I would lead it to one of them.
Working traps?
Yeah, only some of these are working. A lot of them are busted.
Okay. Are there any of them that
when
are
when you say
filled?
Working, you mean empty to where...
Like, I mean, still functioning. Like, they're mechanical, magical devices, and I was able to get some of them, you know, fool around with them like I would if it was a trap for set for us.
So and we only could some of them theoretically lead this creature to a trap and trap it.
Potentially, yeah.
Do you know how it works?
Nope. I'd have to see it in action, and I couldn't, you know, get it to trigger.
Well, that sounds like a way to see it in action.
Yeah. Still might want Randis here in case it doesn't work or only works on trolls of, you know, a certain size or
okay.
Who knows what.
All right. All right. Let me send a message to Randis. All right.
Sending take like 10 minutes?
Takes like 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes.
How far away is he if we ran it?
If you ran it, I don't know, probably the equivalent of a dozen city blocks.
So at Sakaar speed, probably about 10 minutes.
Yeah, you could probably, it'd probably be more.
If we reactivate the telepathic link without him present, he won't be part of it, will he?
Nope.
Nope.
What about Guy?
Guy can only be so far away from Guy. Can only be so far away from Ket.
Shadow, on the other hand,
Randa speaks bird.
We can write a note.
I can do a sending.
Well, the question is, can we find a way to communicate in less than 10 minutes? And if the answer is no, then the answer is no.
Yeah, Shadow is not very good at things like opening doors.
Why don't we just cast sending as opposed to debating about it, which will take longer?
Agreed. All right, let's cast sending.
While Orm's working on that, which direction is the beastie?
Oh, what direction was it from? Like south or?
That would have been, yeah, south of where you guys are.
And just ordinarily speaking, if we were looking for a trap as far away from here as we could, but as close to the creature as possible.
How many traps have you identified as being working?
I don't remember, Rodrigo.
Only a couple.
Not many.
The majority are busted.
And none of them are near the troll.
I assume you haven't checked. I'm assuming you haven't gotten to all of the traps.
No.
Also, have you? How quickly can you identify if it's going to work?
I don't know how quickly.
Probably a minute or so.
Takes about a minute.
You've checked all the ones around here, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
All right. Have you checked all of them between us and the troll currently?
Have I?
Well. Sort of. You've checked a line of them between you and the troll.
Sure. Yeah, I've checked some of them, and there's none of the ones I've checked work between the two of us, but there are a lot of them. And I could check more, but I'm a little worried at this point that I'd be interrupted by a troll.
Message sent to Randis. There's a troll here. We need your help. Ask Olgradon how the traps work, and if he wants to fight a troll. For fun.
All right, is Olgradon around?
Yeah, he's in the room with you now.
Hey, Olgradon, just got another message from my friends.
Before you do that, do you want to respond? Because the response has to be immediate.
I'll be on my way shortly.
Okay.
Randa says he's on his way. Shortly.
All right, so yes, meanwhile... Yeah. At Olgradon's.
So apparently they found the troll that seemed to have escaped earlier. Do you have any idea how the traps would work to try to retrap it?
Not really.
Any chance you'd want to fight it for some fun?
No, I'm busy.
Fair enough. Well, I guess I'm going to go help them, see if we can't defeat or retrap this thing. It's probably fairly late in the day, right?
Yeah, it's like evening.
Okay, I'll come back tomorrow.
All right, you and your friends have fun.
Yeah, we'll try. You have fun here. I'm off.
OK.
Running again.
Miranda heads towards the place.
Running towards.
What do the rest of you do?
Half the town's on fire. We're running around and screaming and shouting.
Give us warning if it gets closer.
I would definitely track it. I mean, it's not apparently it's not found our scent. We appear to be the only living things on the island, and so you'd think it'd be easy to find us, but it seems to be searching something else, so maybe follow it and see maybe what it's trying to find. Maybe it's looking for other traps that have trolls in them.
Can we still see the trap that was moving near us?
Yeah.
It's still there?
Yep.
Okay. Has it moved?
A little bit.
Is it moving in the direction of where the other troll is?
I mean, maybe.
It is. I say we head towards the troll.
As a unit, or should we send Sparkle ahead?
Yeah, I would say if we're moving as a unit, we shouldn't go as a unit until Randis is here. Otherwise, you can send me ahead to scout.
All right. So, can we reforge the telepathic link and add Randis later?
I mean, no. We can, but everybody has to be here.
Basically, yeah. You just
yeah, you have to pay for the ritual, the whole ritual twice. To do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just come back. It doesn't seem... I can... It's huge, so I can see it from a pretty far off distance before, and it's pretty hard for something to see me from that distance.
All right. Be careful.
Okay.
Where did we move the bodies to the lowest floor in this building?
Not the lowest floor, just a room. It's below ground level, but not to the lowest floor.
Hmm. We might want to try to move the bodies down lower just to protect them, maybe?
I mean, that might be a decent plan, but it probably will take us longer than a... We don't want to be caught corpse in hand.
Agreed. I'm not entirely certain what that would achieve.
Protecting the bodies from a troll that probably would eat them?
Well, if it can dig down one level, what would... preclude it from digging down additional levels.
The time it takes to dig down additional levels.
So is little Sparkle heading off?
Yep.
Yeah, give me a stealth check.
32.
Okay.
Yeah, tell them what your natural roll was.
Yeah, it was a 2. Uh-huh. My stealth score is very, very high.
A little bit.
Just a little.
It's that... those like Kenku abilities that put you over the top, I think.
It's also, I have armor that adds its enhancement bonus to my stealth score.
Yeah, that's good. Go. All right, so little Sparkle keeps to the shadows and heads back to where the troll was. And as she approaches that area, she basically the area where the troll was, she sees that the troll does not appear to be there anymore.
Can I find troll footprints?
Yeah, as you approach it, you see that there's a big hole in the ground, and then some troll footprints heading away from that back towards the hills.
I peek over the edge of the hole.
Okay. It's not very deep. It's really more wide than deep. It's we'll say probably a good maybe 12 feet in diameter, but only maybe 4 feet deep at its deepest point. You also hear some mild clanging coming from that direction. It's kind of diagonally to where the troll was going.
Looking, do I see anything that can be making that noise?
You catch a glint of something metallic.
Oh, like, again, move stealthily in that direction and try to see what that is.
Yeah, it's Randis. He's just, hustling up towards the camp.
Oh, hey, Randis.
Hi! So where's the troll?
It seems to have moved on, but it, I think, found what it was looking for. I'll point to the hole. Are there any signs of drag marks or something being buried here? Or...
Yeah, maybe. Why don't you both give me a, what do you call them nowadays? Perception?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a perception check.
Okay.
Ugh. Oh, I've only got a 22.
32.
Okay. Well,
I could have spotted her stealthing.
Little Sparkle doesn't really, like, she does see that, you know, the dirt has been moved in a very particular way. But you can't really tell why. For Randus, especially with all that he's been doing, it's a little bit more obvious that if you had to guess, there was probably a really, really big sword buried here. And it's been, like, pulled out of the ground.
Interesting. Looks like there is probably a sword here. Like, a really, really big sword.
Like, the kind of sword that could be wielded by a 15-foot-tall troll.
Does that seem about right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Although, it's, you know, it still seems a little big, because it's probably, you would estimate from the pommel, from like the bottom of the shaft to the tip of the blade, it's probably about 8 feet long.
Yeah, I think about 8 feet long. It might even be big for that, but yeah, I think he's probably armed now.
Great. Okay, well, at least he left. And the last time we tried tracking the troll, it was pretty pointless. So, yeah. I mean, because they just move so fast. Okay. Well, I guess we could try tracking it for a little bit. Well, why don't we go back to the headquarters and we can maybe play the troll tracking game for a little bit and see if he's also, like, I don't know, digging up armor. And if not, hope that he goes to hang out in the hills and doesn't bother us.
Maybe. Yeah, let's head back and regroup.
All right, so you guys make it back to the to base where everybody's kind of sitting around, probably like over a diagram of like airflow to corpse stench and the like pros and cons of moving the corpses. Like a pros column and a cons column.
Yeah. It'd be a yellow legal pad if such things existed in this world.
A legal scroll.
There you go.
We would 100% do that, wouldn't we?
We absolutely would, especially the three of us left to our own devices.
So Randus and Little Sparkle show up.
Good news, bad news. Good news, it's moved on. Bad news, it has a giant sword.
Of course it does. Do we know where it is?
Back in the hills.
What time is it?
It's like evening.
So it's, do trolls turn to stone in the daylight?
No.
No, okay. Well, how did it get a sword?
It dug it up.
Yeah.
So there's just like giant swords buried in the ground around the city?
Well, guess so.
At least one. One less, I guess.
If they had a big enough troll problem.
I say with the number of troll traps that were around, I imagine
there may be all sorts of troll influence lying about.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, do we seek it out or do we wait for it to return?
Yeah, I'd say just wait because, like I said, I only said that it was Tyrannus. Last time we tried tracking it, it really didn't go anywhere because they move so fast. So we're probably not going to be able to gain on it in any realistic fashion.
Okay, well, we should definitely set up some watches tonight to not only be on the lookout for the troll, but any other. I look at Kit and give him a wink. Any other shenanigans that might be going on?
Just shake my head. Yeah, we should definitely be on watch tonight.
Sounds good.
So, question. Tomorrow morning, should I start resurrecting more of the crew?
Well, why don't we see if Barrett does anything weird and go from there?
Okay. Otto is awake, by the way.
Otto. Sorry.
Sure.
And or Barrett. We'll see.
All right. I'm tired, but I can take the first watch.
You get some rest. You've been at it for a while.
Agreed.
Okay, well, I'll be right over here.
Azard and I can take first watch.
I'll take second.
Randish, you never had a chance to make me a focus object, did you?
I guess not.
Okay.
No, he totally did. It happened in episode 317.
I mean, probably did, but who knows since then.
Well, I know we were talking about it on the island, but I don't think we had time to make anything. It would have cost you quite a bit of money to make, at least 5,000.
I think there were a number of things that we decided were too expensive.
Well, yeah. I got some money and some time now.
Well, I think we have other things to worry about, but certainly once I have an object that I can see through, I can maybe help track this troll or that giant sword that he's carrying around. It's just something I've been thinking about. Anyway, good night.
Good night.
All right, so we've got the first watch.
Orm just sits down right where he's at and goes into meditative state.
I believe Sakaar volunteered himself and Kat.
Yep.
Okay. And what are you guys going to do during your shift?
Is Otto going to sleep?
yeah, very much so.
Okay. I'm going to hang out near where Otto decides to go to sleep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a point of being able to see out, not just to the trap that may or may not be moving, but hopefully the possibility that anything headed this way, I might see it as well. Team facial hair. Wah!
All right. Both of you can give me a perception check.
But 25. I hope that doesn't suck as much as I think that sucks.
It doesn't suck as much as mine. It's a 23. Right. Why is Kat ever on watch?
It's a good question. Why is Kat?
Your shift goes by uneventfully, except for one small thing, which is that Kat is just kind of hanging out, kind of in this confluence, like maybe in this like intersection of hallways, keeping an eye on Otto's room. Towards the very end of his shift, Otto comes out of like another hallway, like holding a mug. And he's like, "Hey, Kat," and then just like walks back into his room.
How did you? Where did you? Oh, I give up.
We live in a cartoon.
Otto seems fine. I give up. I'm just crazy. That's all there is to it.
Well, you are talking to yourself.
You're not helping.
I am not helpful.
Good point. Go wake up Sparkle.
Okay.
Any trolls?
Oh, no. I might be crazy, or there's two exits to Otto's room. Or I'm blind.
That's weird. I don't think you're crazy.
I don't know anymore. I'm going to go to sleep.
Okay.
Sakaar will awaken Orm.
Well, Orm's not really asleep.
Sakaar will annoy Orm.
Well, that happens every day.
Orm gets up and walks around. He goes and checks on Otto and Barrett.
Barrett is asleep. Otto is drinking something out of a mug, but looks like he wants to go back to sleep.
What are you drinking, Otto?
Hmm?
What is that?
Some tea.
Oh, you found tea. Okay. You feeling okay? I thought you'd be asleep.
It's hard to sleep.
Yeah? How did you get out of your room?
Through the door.
You didn't see Ket?
Yeah.
Did he not see you?
I said hi to him.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you should get some sleep. It's going to be a big day tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks.
Uh-huh. I go up high on the building to look out a window. Or windows, so I can constantly keep a watch on the north, east, south, and west of our location. Okay. In case trolls approach.
Okay. What's Little Sparkle doing?
I'll also, like, basically take up a patrol around the building.
Okay. Both of you can give me a perception check.
34.
14. Hey.
Okay. Your shift goes by uneventfully, except for one little thing.
You're like the Columbo of GMs.
Yeah. Which is just one more. Orym, you know, he looks out to the east, everything's clear. Looks to the west, everything's clear. Looks to the south, everything's clear. Looks north, everything's clear. But on his very last thing where he looks roughly, we'll say, southwest, he had kind of a, like, there was kind of this, like, clump of something. Looked like a bunch of hay on top of a building. And then the last time he looks at it, it's just kind of not there anymore.
Huh. I go tell Little Sparkle. Yeah, there's a bunch of hay up on one of those buildings that I think is blown around or something.
I can go take a look.
Sure. Point out to where the hay used to be.
Okay.
And that's not there anymore. That's weird. Big clump of it.
All right, you stay here. I'll go investigate.
Okay, be careful. It's nighttime.
Yeah, I always am.
Stay in the shadows.
Yeah. I'll tell you how to wizard.
All right, so Little Sparkle goes out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you find some troll tracks.
Oh, boy.
If you had to guess, you would say that for at least a little while, there was a troll on the other side of this building.
Mm-hmm. And its hair just kind of looked like
something from the angle that Orym was looking, and now it's not there anymore because the troll moved on.
Got it. Was it also heading back to the hills?
Say what?
Was it also heading back to the hills?
Yeah. You don't know that it wasn't necessarily the same troll.
Sure.
You also find a big hole.
All right. Can I investigate this hole and try to guess what might have been dragged out of it?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
30.
That's pretty good. At first you're like really trying to like really investigate it, and then you realize that there's like at pretty close to the center of this hole, there's like another hole, and there's an imprint inside the hole that looks kind of like a basically sort of like a big circle with something that kind of looks like an asterisk or a union jack intersecting it, you know, sort of like a big line, then two big X's, then a big X that is basically a cross and an X together. And you're not big on using them, but if you had to guess, this is probably a hole in which somebody threw a big old shield and then buried it.
Great.
And that's what that imprint probably is. There's also a big clump of dirt just over there, which you would imagine happened when a shield that had been buried got pulled out, and then, you know, the stuff in the concave side of the shield
got dumped out
over there. Yeah.
Cool. I'll sneak back to base.
Okay.
So, Orym.
Yes.
Remember when I joked about the troll coming back to dig up its armor?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it did.
So it's got armor now.
Well, it's got a shield.
So if it comes back again, it'll probably get armor, and then it'll probably get another better sword and then a better shield.
I mean, I don't know how much gear there is.
I
head
think
slot
we,
item.
The problem...
Ion
so
stones.
That's problematic, because the more it comes back, the stronger it's going to be, and the harder it's going to be to take down with all of these weapons and armaments that it's equipping itself with.
Yep.
Well, I think when everyone wakes up, we're going to have to go troll hunting.
Yep, sounds right.
Okay, well, I think we've got another hour or so into our search, right? Or into our watch. Or is the watch over? Rodrigo.
This is pretty much the end of your show.
All right. I guess we need to wake up the next group.
Okay.
Randis? it's your turn.
Okay.
I'll stay up with you because I'm already awake.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
Mm-hmm.
There was a troll spotted already.
Oh.
And it has a shield.
Oh, that's fun.
Now, Little Sparkle didn't know if it was the same troll or not. So we're going to have to be super diligent.
Yeah, I suppose.
I think maybe we should climb up on top of this roof and see if we can look around in all directions, unless you have something better to do.
No, I was kind of planning on sending an assistant up there to kind of keep an eye out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we can go up there.
So yeah, I think we're going to go up on the roof so we have an unobstructed view of the city.
Okay.
Maybe there's a little patio up there?
Not really. It's kind of a thing where you have to, like... I mean, there is a place where you can just do minimum bracing and sit there, but it's really not designed to, you know, for people to walk around on.
No, okay.
Not enough room to play hockey?
Not enough room to play hockey, but...
not even supposed to be here today.
You could probably... work out a skee ball variant.
Yeah, so I'll take a look at.
Okay. Everybody give me a perception check. And by everybody, I mean Orem and Randis.
All righty.
Oh, 14 twice in a row. Yes.
Wow. 37.
Orem is very distracted.
This is why we do double watches.
Yeah. Since when is Brian the one who gets to roll for us to get succeed?
Ever since somebody gave him
that.
We're
not in a combat or a skill challenge, so.
Yep.
I want
that didn't
one of those.
Stop you from breaking the time.
I want one of those magical gems.
So as dawn arrives, Randis can look out and be like, oh yeah, there's that hole where that shield was probably dug out of.
Huh.
You can see it from here.
Pretty big shield.
But otherwise, the shift goes on uneventfully.
Now, we're sure that this is a troll, right? And not like three kids in a trench coat?
Well, I haven't seen it.
Okay. I haven't seen it either.
Just know that that shield hole looks pretty big, and that
it
sword
does.
Hole was...
Oh, yeah, look at that. That's where I saw this giant haystack earlier.
Oh.
But Little Sparkle says it was probably hiding that troll.
Maybe, if it wasn't the troll itself.
Orem pauses for a moment. Oh, yeah. Huh, I bet it was the troll.
Oh.
I'm going to have to give it some of my special hair lotion.
Maybe. Try to endure ourselves, too.
Yeah. All right, let's go wake up everyone else.
All right, yeah, they're probably plenty well rested.
Yeah. Go wake up, Ket. Wake up, Ket.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? Good. Hey, we're going to go do some troll hunting today. Go wake up Sakaar. Hey, Sakaar.
Yes.
It's time to wake up.
Yes.
Yeah, get ready. We're going to go do some troll hunting. Yes. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Go wake up Little Sparkle. Little Sparkle.
Yep.
Hey, are you awake?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go do some troll hunting.
Okay.
I already woke up Ket and Sakaar. And of course, Randis is already awake. Do we want to include Barrett and Otto in this?
I don't really want them to die again.
Mm-hmm. True, but
all right.
Barrett may be some help. She certainly was before.
We could have them watch the bodies. True.
Could do that too.
Case the trolls.
Or should Seems we give wise. Them? Should we give them a choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all can right. offer them.
I'll go knock on Otto's door. Otto, knock, 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 knock. Otto.
Knock on Otto's door.
Hello, Otto.
There is no response.
Uh-oh. I open the door.
He is not in there.
Uh-oh. Where's Otto? Barrett?
Barrett's door opens.
Barrett, have you seen Otto? Do you know where Otto is at?
No.
Oh, boy. Otto, everyone, Otto's missing. I start frantically searching through the entire building.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go to where the bodies are.
I'll go looking outside.
As will I.
All right, well, when Randus heads towards the bodies, we'll say is also around the time when Orm's frantic searching takes him to that floor. So you guys spot Otto in the room with the bodies.
Oh. Otto. Oh, my goodness.
Doing what?
Standing over them.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
I thought you were resting. What are you doing in here?
I'm looking at my crew.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you gave us quite a fright there. Yeah, no, we'll be able to bring them back.
Unless you don't think that'd be a good idea? What is your thoughts on this?
Well, if you can bring them back, I should definitely appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely do that, and Barrett can even help, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry for what happened.
Yeah, it was all my fault.
I don't think it was.
I think that I could have been a little bit more protective of your crew.
Yeah, I really don't see how this was your fault.
Okay. Okay, but you're okay? I mean, did you sleep okay? No nightmares or visions or anything?
No.
Did you have
I didn't sleep particularly well.
Did you have any bouts of missing time?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. There was a troll not too far away from here last night.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've heard.
Yeah, and we're gonna go hunt it. I don't know if you want to stay here with the crew or if you are wanting to go lend aid. I know you're probably still recovering, but we thought we'd give you the option.
Even at my best, I don't know that I was ever up for hunting a troll.
Okay. All right. Well, we thought we'd just ask. You sure you're okay?
Well, no. I feel terrible and my crew's dead.
Well, so, I can understand that. Beyond that, though.
Oh, beyond that, I'm peachy.
Okay, great. All right. Well, drink plenty of water. Drink some tea. Try to eat. Try to rest. And hopefully we will be back soon.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Come back out. Oh, okay, everybody, it's okay. We found Otto.
All right.
He was just in with his crew. I think, morning evaluating. You know, like you do.
Are we certain that's all that it was?
I don't know.
I don't necessarily think there's anything nefarious going on.
I was thinking more arcane.
Well, when Barrett came back, it was really hard for me to tell. Because of all the magic that was poured into the body.
Mm. Well.
Speaking of Barrett, where is Barrett?
Just inside.
Oh, okay. I'll go find her. Okay. Hey, Barrett?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, listen. You're still doing okay? Feeling okay? Feeling better?
Yeah, I'm doing better.
Okay. We need to go hunt down this troll and find out what it or they are doing. And wanted to give you the option if you wanted to come along. That would be great. If not, that's okay too. I know you have some powers. I don't know if they're at 100% or not.
I don't really think that's a good idea.
Okay. All right. So you can stay here and you and Otto can take care of yourselves and watch over each other, protect the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe don't do any resurrecting of the crew until we come back, and then you and I can work on it together.
I wasn't planning on it. You have all the components anyway.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Well, be safe. If something bad happens, I don't know, send up a signal flare or something.
All right.
And we'll come running and take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right. Gives her a kind of a pat on the shoulder, like a weird, awkward kind of pat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can and then I make goes, a signal flare to give her?
Barrett has one signal flare.
Okay.
Go back to the group.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Barrett and Otto are going to stay here. So. Or I'm just kind of shrugs.
Hunting, we will go.
I guess yep. We're going to go hunt a troll.
We'll try.
I've never done this before. I've never even met a troll before. Have I?
Nope.
Okay. That's what I thought. All right. So let's head out and find a troll. And I bet it's going to take us at least a week to find this troll. Because this is where we're going to take a break this week on Critical Hit. Thank you so much for downloading and listening. If you have any questions, podcast@majorspoilers.com. Of course, we really enjoy reading your comments that many of you have been posting at majorspoilers.com in the comment section for this episode. It's always fun to get your reactions, to see your hypotheses and your thoughts and critiques of the game. It's always fun there. And of course, if you use the hashtag #CriticalHit, all one word, on Twitter, we will also see those as well. So until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.